30 miles on the Gulf Stream. I hear the south wind moan. The bridge is getting lower. The shrimp boat's coming home. The old man down in the quarter slowly turns his head.
L-B-L. October 10th, 2018.
This is what he said.
Band of Heathens right here.
I was born in the rain on the Ponza train.
Very fitting song for today.
I don't mind the strain of a hurricane. They come around every
Hurricane Michael headed for the panhandle of Florida. It's a bad deal. Largest hurricane to ever hit the panhandle. And thoughts and prayers going out to those folks. A lot of good people live in that part of the world. It's going to be a mess. I've spent a lot of time down in that part of the world over the years. It's not that far from where I live. So a lot of vacation spent down there, just like many of y'all out there that listen and live in the Southeast. Panama City Beach, Destin. Recently, my family and I discovered Cape San Blas and Port St. Joe. We go over there a lot. Mexico Beach. And stands to take a direct hit from this thing. 145-mile-an-hour winds and ridiculous storm surge. So be thinking about those folks. I know Drew Benton that fishes the Elite Series lives in Panama City. I know a lot of guides, saltwater guides that live in that area, a lot of good folks. And my old buddy Captain Phil over in Port St. Joe, Florida, reached out to Phil yesterday. They were boarding up and getting out of Dodge. And I know that Randall Tharp fishes the Bass Pro Tour now. Randall and his lovely bride live in Port St. Joe as well, which is just a special, special little place in Florida. So hate to see it. It's going to be a mess. It's going to take a long time to clean things up. I'm hoping it's not as bad as they're saying, but you know, I feel like when you see Jim Cantore actually freaking out like he's sick at his stomach on the news, I think that they know this is going to be a bad one. And then it's going to extend inland into Georgia and North Carolina and all that. So you guys all be safe. Be safe out there. I'm actually headed down that way to Orange Beach this afternoon. My kiddos are on fall break. So I'm headed down there to hang out for a couple days. Orange Beach looks like it's going to get spared for the most part from the worst of Hurricane Michael. But definitely woke up thinking about those folks this morning. I've been watching it like crazy. I think there's something about fishermen. We've just got to watch the weather. Even though it's not anywhere you're at in the world, I think weather systems, I know they intrigue me just because you like to see how they affect things and how they come together and all that. And, you know, we've got a big cold front sweeping into Tennessee right now. It's going to be highs in the 60s, lows in the 40s starting tomorrow. It's 80 degrees today. So that's helping push Michael out of there quickly, hopefully. And hopefully it won't be as bad. So my wife and I, we brought up something last night. No matter how far technology advances, we got iPhones and we got, you know, live streaming. Everybody can go live now and you can watch YouTube going down the road. Netflix and all this stuff. Technology is great. They're curing diseases and medicine and all. It doesn't matter, though, how far we advance as a society. Mother Nature still wins. She still wins. And hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, wildfires, all that, man, there's nothing we can do. There's nothing we can do. But hats off to – I've been watching the coverage for a couple days, and hats off to the weather folks on this, the meteorologists. Man, they pegged what this thing was going to do dead on. I know sometimes they get a bad rap for trying to blow things out of proportion. I myself have even given them that rap. This is one that they have they called it from the beginning when it was down in Mexico and said, this is going to be a bad dude. And y'all need to get ready. So hats off to all of them. Last fall, we were on fall break. This exact same week last year. And I forget which. Maybe it was Nate. Hurricane Nate came rolling in. And we were down in Orange Beach and got a little tropical storm activity. But it did not progress like they thought it would. Still some storm surge and some water spouts and things. So not to start Low Budget Live on a downer, but be thinking about those folks down there. It's not a good time. Not a good time down there right now. On another note, October 10th is always one of the happiest days of my life. 11 years ago, my baby boy, Hudson Lee Duncan, came into this world kicking and screaming, and still doing so today. And he's my little dude, my little fishing buddy, loves music like Dad does, and pretty awesome. So we're going to head down to Orange Beach this afternoon. It's one of his favorite places on planet Earth. So going to celebrate with my dude Hudson. So now I've got a 7-year-old, an 11-year-old, for those of you keeping score, a 12-year-old, my old stepson Weston. Charlie, my stepson, is 15, and then my stepdaughter, lovely stepdaughter Harper, is 17. So we're Brady Bunching full house around here at the Duncan Plantation. Trust me, got our dang hands full with these kiddos, but they grow up too fast, all that cliche stuff. But trust me when I say you better enjoy every minute you can if you've got a little one, because whew, they do not stay that way very long. Not at all. So going down to Orange Beach, going to hang out, hopefully get a couple days away from the fishing world, away from the TH Marine world, away from the fishing world, just kind of tune out. It's hard to do, but I need it right now, I'll be honest with you. All this craziness, it's just constant. It's all we talk about. I've talked about it, I know, the last couple weeks on here, but it's so all that's going on, man. I'm just ready for it all to die down. And a couple more things got to shake loose before it can do that. And then we can start preparing for next year. Waiting on a few things. Got sponsor deals in the works and a new boat ordered. And my new Ranger 520L is on the way. Hopefully getting built this week, actually. But hopefully. Just a crazy time. It's always a crazy time of year, but with the Bass Pro Tour and Bass and FLW and all this, insanity, it's definitely been a little crazier than normal. And so I'm ready to get down to the beach, hang out, unplug a little bit, and maybe eat some good food. Speaking of which, I love eating good food. Oh, man, do I ever love eating good food. And Monday I started a diet. So a few years ago I did a diet called the Fat Smash Diet, and I lost like 40 pounds. It was the year Hudson was born, so 11 years ago. And I have gained a lot of that back in the last couple years, traveling around on tour, eating fast food, eating like crap, not exercising. And I'm freaking tired of it for 35 years old. So fixing to take things back over. It's hard to do when you're traveling. And you travel as much as I do, but I got to take a little bit better care of myself. And hopefully at the end of it, be better for it, hopefully. If I don't die getting there, just eating vegetables and ugh, nastiness, all this nastiness, grossness. Who wants fruits and vegetables for every meal? Not me. But that's what I'm doing right now, detox. I'm eating fruits and vegetables, drinking water, and so far it's interesting, to say the least. It's like 10 days of nothing but fruits and vegetables. So y'all pray for the hurricane. Pray for me too. Pray for me too. I like cookies, cake, and milkshakes, and Diet Mountain Dew. Like all things bad for you, cheeseburgers, and I like grilling. So diets are hard for you, boy. Hard for you, boy. But I'm hoping at the end of all of it, I can say
it was worth it.
Definitely that it was.
It was worth it.
Certainly worth it. In the words of Darian, you hope all diets are.
It was worth it.
Worth it. Old D Money. Low Budget Live. So. My goal would be to lose about 20 or 30 pounds. So there we go. Throwing it out there publicly so you guys can fat shame me on Instagram and Facebook. Wear it out. I need it. Got to get in fighting shape before January rolls around. Tournament season kicks back up. Speaking of tournaments, pretty stinking pumped, man. Get to go to Sam Rayburn next week. I've borrowed a boat from my dad. He bought my last year's Ranger with all my stuff on it, all my Garmins and TH stuff and all my goodies. And I'm going to fish the Sealy Outdoors Big Bass Splash Professional Invitational. And Sealy Outdoors, I've known these folks for years. Such a cool, cool deal they run. Their slogan is where amateurs win like the pros. And it's so true. I mean, they've given away $250,000 first place for a guy catching one fish at their spring tournament. They're having their 30th anniversary in this coming spring. And I think he's giving away $300,000. You can win the same as winning the Classic. It's insane, but it's amateurs only. So I've never got to fish one ever. And I've always wanted to. So last fall, they started doing this, maybe two falls ago, this pro invitational where they invite like a dozen guys and we fish the same format. And they pay $10,000 first place and they pay hourly money. And it's real super fun, man. We get to go mingle with the guys fishing the amateur side. It's going on at the same time. Last year, they had like 1,200 guys in it, like 600 boats, 1,200 people. We got to be there for registration. We got to hang out with them, you know, talk fishing. And a 12-year-old boy won it last year on a boat on the amateur side. And, of course, we're going up against Keith Combs, who's the freaking Rayburn King, and he won last year. But had I got in the fish I had on the second day, I would have given him a run for his stinking money for first place, trust me. But had a hard time getting those fish in out there last year. It was crazy to catch them on top water, and it was just nuts. So super pumped. They've had this front came through there. Finally should be cooling off a little bit by the time we get out there, and I'm hoping they start munching the top water. I've heard it's been pretty tough out there, but hoping it's fixing to go into that fall transition out there for them. And last year, man, I was killing them on a walking bait, a little Dogma, 6 cents Dogma. I can't wait to try that new Mag Dog out there. Just got some in the big top water and try to get some bites, because you're just fishing for, you know, one or two. You can win hourly, you know, but I like just trying to catch one. That's what I did last year, and I got burned. I never won an hourly check and never won any money. But so much fun. Josh Douglas from the tour was there last year. Paulie Lies, classic champ, Paulie Lies. James Watson was there last year. Watson and I probably end up doing a low-budget live, actually live, next week. So look for that. And I hear a rumor that the Z-Train, Mr. Mark Zona himself, may indeed be Sam Rayburn. So fingers crossed we might get to do something with Mark, hang out with Mark. So got that going on. That's next Friday and Saturday. Keep up on my social media, live updates. When we have service, we're going to do a bunch of stuff. It's a real laid-back deal, but so much fun. And I was super grateful to get an invite back this year and get to go do it again, because, man, we had a good time. They fed us good. Hashtag fat smash diet. Probably won't eat as good this year, but they fed us real good last year, put us up at a cool fish camp, Tiger Creek Lodge, and we just had a big old time last year. So heading out there middle of next week, going to get to fish a couple days at Rayburn before that deal. And, you know, and the tour's kicking off at Rayburn next year, so I'll get to scout around a little bit. And my buddy, Fat Todd, hashtag Fat Todd, at Todd Castledine, told me he was going to go fish with me one day before this thing. And he's the Rayburn King, who's also a competitor of mine on tour. So what's the over-under on him actually showing me? I think probably not good, I'm going to say. Probably not good, but we'll see how it shakes out with old Todd. But fine folks in that part of Texas. I've made a lot of really good friends down there over the years, and I always look forward to going back to Rayburn. We've played music down there over the years at this deal, and just been to Jasper, Texas, and Sam Rayburn many, many, many times in the last 10 or 12 years, and always look forward to going back. It's like home. So don't know about the lake that much, though. Honestly, last year was the first year I'd ever fished it, but it's an incredible fishery. And super diverse. You can do a lot of different things. And looking forward to getting back out there. Last year, the weather was kind of crazy. Hoping that's not the case. We had a lot of rough water, and that place gets big in a hurry. But hopefully this year, you better run around a little more. And I don't know, have a marshal in the boat, and hopefully win some money this year. So keep up with that. It's an interesting format. Looking forward to just, like I said, with all the craziness going on, that's going to be fun, going out there and hanging out with guys and seeing what's going on in everybody's world. Stephen Browning was there last year, Chad Morgan Taylor, Zell Rowland was there. Lots of fun, man. Lots and lots of fun. Not sure who all's coming this year. I think Watson's coming and Dougie, Josh Douglas again for sure, but not sure about everybody else. But, man, I'm looking forward to that. Nicole Seeley, Bob Seeley, Miss Donna Seeley, they always treat me like family. And I think of them as such. So, big bass splash next week, Sam Rayburn. So, back to the craziness of the pro fishing world. A lot of talk about how bass is going to fill this field. Are they going to fill it? Are they going to go to 80? Are they going to go less? Are they going to grab FLW Tour guys? How are they going to do it if they do that? You know, interesting times. They lost like 70 guys. There are 40 over there right now. They're going to invite some guys from the Opens, and then we'll see what happens. I've been hearing some things. So, not sure how it's all going to shake out. Is that a good move? Is that a good move for them to get FLW guys? My opinion is yes, it is. To rebuild, I think if they took select FLW guys that have fan bases and, you know, understand how the game works and have sponsors that support them, I think they'd be silly not to take some FLW guys. Because here are the cold, hard facts. Somebody coming up through the Opens that may or may not have qualified this year, that might have been on just the outside looking in, may not have the sponsor support, may not be able to just jump into the elites if they try to stick with just Bassmaster Open folks, you know. I understand they want to keep their qualifying regiment, but here's the deal with that. I think you want the strongest field you can put together. If you've got to hand-pick that, then hand-pick it. It doesn't matter anymore. Because what this Bass Pro Tour did was it dismantled everything, and they hand-picked. So Bass should be able to handpick, and FLW should be able to handpick who they want to create the strongest fields for their business model to rebuild. Because that's exactly what it is. It's a rebuilding year. It's just like the Tennessee Vols. We're in rebuilding year number three. But I do. I think you need big personalities, and I think you need guys that understand the game. And the tour has those. The tour has those. So it's going to be interesting. I think that threat is out there that they could take some FLW guys. I don't know. I don't know how FLW responds to that. It's all a crazy time right now. I do know that FLW gave the anglers what they wanted in the 100 angler signed petition. We talked about that with Brad last week, but they gave in to the anglers, and it's an interesting time right now. But my mind's on bass. What are they going to do? As a fan of the sport, you've been keeping up with Bassmaster since I was a child, man. Bob Cobb and TNN Bassmaster. So this is crazy. It's crazy. And, it's going to be weird seeing a Bassmasters without Van Dam and without Swindle and without Skeet. But you know what? New cream will rise to the top for that league. It will. It just will happen. But I think that they've got to be careful at how they pick a field, and I think they've got to pick interesting people, and I think they've got to pick really good anglers, and I think that they've got to fill it with people that the fans are going to want to watch up against the Bass Pro Tour. And that's hard because you can't compete with that lineup. I get that. But two different formats, two really good organizations, two different business models, and it's the same with FLW, you know. I do feel like FLW is coming in there, as far as the big name category now. I've defended FLW for a long time, but, yeah, we lost a lot of the big names. But at the same time, it's just like I said about Bass, new cream will rise to the top. There are so many young guys you don't even know in FLW, so many guys that you don't know because they don't speak up, they just catch fish. They'll rise to the top, you know. They're going to rise to the top. I don't think you'll see guys like Thrift or Scott Martin leave. I don't think you'll see that, but I think you could see some other names leave there if given the chance to go to Bass. And my opinion of that is you can't blame somebody for wanting to go fish against 80 boats versus 160 or however many they're going to fish on tour. You can't blame a guy if they make the top 40, they go to the Bassmaster Classic. They go to the marquee event in the sport. You cannot blame somebody. Just like I cannot blame somebody for going to the Bass Pro Tour. Absolutely cannot. Cannot. So, but as I've said 2 weeks in a row, and I'll say it again, support all these trails. Support them. Watch them. If you like what's going on with your favorite anglers, man, just support it. Even if your favorite guy left Bass, watch Bass when you can. Watch FLW when you can. Watch BPT. Give it all love. This is all coming from the same pie, out of the same kitchen. Let's watch it all. And that's not me being a bleeding heart and begging. Maybe it is a little bit, but let's just watch it all, man. I know I'm going to. I'm going to be involved in some capacity, like I always am. But I'm also a fan of the sport, even though I'm in the sport. And that will always be the case. And I'm going to watch everything. And I wish everybody the best of luck. And I hope we all come out of this thing better, bigger and better, as a tight, more tight-knit group of anglers. And there are some things going on behind the scenes with some groups of pros that are trying to organize and do some things. And I'm for that. I'm for that. It's time that it be looked at as a professional sport more than it ever has, you know. So we'll see. What will the Bass field look like? What will the FLW field look like? We know what BPT looks like. You know, when will we find out? I don't know. I just don't know. Sooner than later, I would say. Without question. Sooner than later. Speaking of questions. So last week I opened it up. Low budget live. Not so live. I opened it up to have some questions. And I had a couple left over that I wanted to touch on. And the first one just made me laugh, and it's my buddy Sammy George. Little Sammy who could be going to the Elite Series. Who knows? Who knows how it's going to shake out? Sam's been close over there on those opens a few times. I'd like to see Sam on that old Elite Series. But Sam had a question that was very interesting, and he wanted to know what I thought about Gerald Swindle's nipple rings. Well, to answer, alleged, you know, I don't know that. I don't know that. He does post a lot of Instagram videos with his shirt off because he's, you know, Buff Bagwell. He's proud of his man chest that he's got. G-Man out there, you know, just making it work all the time for him. So I've never seen him. Apparently Sam George at Sam George Fishing has seen him. I don't know. I'm indifferent on that, Sam. If Swindle wants to do that, his body's his temple. You know? Let him roll with it. That's what I say, Sammy. So you can chime in on my Instagram. Or let Swindle, you know what? Better yet, let Swindle know what you think about his nipple rings. At Gerald Swindle, if you don't follow the G-Man. me. Sam George, that one got me. It was funny. Funny, 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 funny. Another one I got that was pretty stinking awesome is a man by the name of Blake Presley sent me one. And this was after I had recorded LBL last week. And as you guys know, I've been a songwriter and a singer, played music for a lot of years. You may or may not know that, I guess I should say, but got an album on iTunes. It's called 64, released it in 2013, and still writing songs, not getting to play as much as I used to, obviously, with a lot of things going on with Fishing World. But I got a music question, and I always, 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 always love those, and from Blake Presley. And Blake says, Luke, I'm a fan, and I hope this message finds you well. Through following you, I've learned that we have similar taste in music. The last LBL I listened to started out with Nathaniel Ratliff in The Night Sweats. You worry me? Heck yeah, love it. My question is for you. What are my favorite cover songs? So for those of you that don't understand what a cover song is, I'm sure you do, but that's when, you know, an artist does a song that's not his own song, you know. And a lot of bands you see out there playing are cover bands. They just play other people's songs. You know, I've been there, done that. I would play a little bit of my songs in a set, in a night, and some cover songs. So the question is, what are your favorite cover songs? You know, an example of this would be like, Chris Stapleton does Tennessee Whiskey. You know, that's obviously, that's not a Stapleton song. It was a big hit for him, but it's not a Chris Stapleton song. He didn't write it. So that's a cover song. And I would have to say that that's right up there. It's a really good cover. My favorite cover of all time, and this was just because it's one of my favorite songs of all time, but this will answer you, Blake, one of, is Levon Helm from The Band did a cover of Atlantic City by Bruce Springsteen. It's my favorite cover of all time. Atlantic City, Bruce Springsteen, done by Levon Helm, who played drums in The Band. And that's my favorite cover of all time. Big time. And I would have to say that my other favorite cover, which a lot of people don't realize is a cover, is the Black Crowes doing Hard to Handle by Otis Redding. It's an Otis Redding song. Black Crowes had a big hit with that, but I love that one. As far as me personally, and I told you this, Blake, that I would answer it this way too. My favorite covers to play, one of my favorite songs that we ever covered was The Steel Drivers, which is was Chris Stapleton's bluegrass group. We used to do Midnight Train to Memphis. And now Chris has put that on his newest album, but it was a bluegrass song, and we rocked it up, played it kind of heavy, southern rock vibe to it. And Chris on his latest record just put that out just like that. So not saying Chris Stapleton stole from us, but maybe he did. Maybe he did. I'm gonna say probably not. He probably never heard of Luke Duncan in second place, Jake. But you know, I did what I could to get it out there. So that was always my favorite. So I would say that. Cover songs are really cool. It's always fun when you see your favorite artist, you go to a show, and they play one of your, you know, a song from another favorite artist of yours. That's always, like, super, super cool. I saw Justin Timberlake last year do Change Is Gonna Come by Sam Cooke at a concert I was at. It was pretty freaking awesome. Covers are cool. Covers are very, very, very cool when they happen. So thank you, Blake, for the question. And thank you, everybody, for listening. This is LBL, October 10th, 2018. Headed into the weekend. Hoping this hurricane ain't as bad as everybody says it's going to be. Hoping my Tennessee Vols can beat Auburn. I'm going to go out on a limb right here and say they're going to beat Auburn. Going to surprise everybody in the SEC. But y'all stay safe out there. If you're down in the panhandle, if you're in Georgia, if you're in North Carolina, stay safe, and thanks for keeping up with the insanity. Got a big contest going on Instagram right now. Thanks to many sponsors, Six Sense and TH Marine and Zoom Bait Company, Eagle Claw. And as always, LBL is brought to you by Starbright and Startron. Best fuel additive on the market, Startron. Some of the best cleaning products you'll ever see out of Starbright. So thanks to those folks for bringing you Low Budget Live. Tell your friends. Tell your mama, your daddy, everybody. Tell them to listen to Low Budget. Give it a good rating. Trying to do something here. Enjoy this. Hope y'all enjoy it too. Just wanted to get on the microphone and talk. Next week, we are going to do an actual Low Budget Live. Full live. Guests will be announced. Thank y'all. Underneath the Louisiana moon. Thank y'all. Don't mind the strain of a hurricane. They come around every June.